I feel like it's coming on great. I'm able to do all the lifts that that we're supposed to do in the weight room. I'm able to do all the runs, so I haven't been limited from anything.
Prince, how different is the secondary room without Antrell in there? And have you heard a voice, or is it your voice that has kind of been starting to get louder these first couple days?
I would say it's different now, not only because Antrell's not there, but because it's we got a new coordinator. I have a new coach, and it's only the first week, but guys like DRC's been taking a lot of charge, and so have I. But I think guys are just trying to find their roles right now.
How tough is it to get used to a new defensive coordinator?
Sorry?
Are you having a tough time getting used to the new coordinator, or how's the team coming together?
I mean, I think it's gonna take some time just to get used to the defensive coordinator personality wise. But other than that, I think we all should click right away. He's coming in with a whole new different playbook, so a whole new different language, and we just have to study more and meet more to get on it.
Have you had the opportunity to sit down with him yet, or talk about what the expectations are for you in this defense and in your role?
Not yet, but I have with my coach, Coach Wall, but not with Coach Baggs yet.
There's not a lot of experience at the moment behind you in the defense. Are you at all concerned about the plan here at safety and what's going on?
Yes and no. Only because I mean I haven't played with those guys behind me, but I have seen flashes of those guys in practice. So I have full confidence that they can get the job done, but we just have to get on the field and work that chemistry together. I mean, I was comfortable with Antrell and Stevie back there, but we weren't always on the same page. So now it's just reworking that chemistry with those guys back there.
What have you seen that you liked out of Nat and Cooper?
Nat's very fast, so he can go from hash to hash. Similar to what Stevie's strength is, and Cooper to me, he's just a big, strong, physical guy, so he can come down in the box and fill in that hole and take somebody's head off.
They've talked about moving guys like Shockey from cornerback to safety. I mean, if they asked you to do the same thing, is it that difficult a position move in your mind?
I would say just from corner to safety, I would say it's just more of a just head knowledge. You just have to know more. You have to line everybody up, and I would say it's definitely easier. You don't have to guard Dez or guard Deshaun week in, week out. But yeah, so I would say it's different in that aspect. But you do have to come in and be one-on-one with a DeMarco Murray or a any great running back in the league. So that's tough.
Prince, what kind of expectations do you have for yourself going into this season?
My expectations never change. It's always to be the number one cornerback on this team, and then hopefully become the number one cornerback in this league. I want to accomplish all from Pro Bowls to all pros, and hopefully just keep getting more and more interceptions personally.
You're obviously playing on a contract year, so you're playing for a contract next year. So how much does that factor into it as well? And is it something to this point you're able to completely overlook, or is it something that's always going to be there, you think?
Yeah, it's kind of tough to not think about it, but I mean, every year I always try to put my best foot forward, and every year I try to treat it as a contract year. But this year, like you said, it is my contract year, and the more people talk about it, the more I guess I remember it. But I don't think it affects how I play. It doesn't make me want to go that much harder or go that much extra, because I feel like I've already been doing that.
We got time for one more. what are your personal hopes for this defense in terms of what it can improve and what it can do better than it did last year?
Just limit plays over our head, a lot more takeaways, and just not being on the field as long.
Thanks, Brent.
Thank you.